Your speaker for today is John Grubb.
Thank you for joining us as we continue our study of God's Word. Last time we talked about living the Christian life. We talked about the responsibilities involved in becoming a Christian and then living as a Christian. Being baptized into Christ is not the end of our obedience, but the very beginning. Yes, we are born into the family of God. We must then grow in Christ in order to be pleasing to Him. It is our hope that the lesson that we presented last time will help each of us to better understand God's will in regard to that responsibility that we have in living for Christ. Today we're going to talk about the second coming of Christ. People are interested in the second coming of Christ. Every few years, someone will come along setting the date for our Lord's return. In fact, one of the most popular religious subjects in the past 100 years or so has been the teaching that Jesus is going to come back to the earth, set up His kingdom, and reign on the earth for 1,000 years. This doctrine is called premillennialism. One gospel preacher defined premillennialism in this way. The word pre means before. The word millennial means 1,000 years. And ism means it just is not so. So today we'll talk about premillennialism as it is connected to the second coming. People have made a great deal of money from promoting this doctrine of premillennialism. Tribulation maps, posters, bumper stickers to put on cars, books, and movies have all been produced to promote this doctrine. Many, many preachers in the religious world preach this doctrine. Probably as much as 90% of the denominational preachers in this world believe this doctrine. There are even some in the church who believe and teach this doctrine. If we were to take a survey in just about any town that believes in Christ and ask every person who believes in Christ if they believe Christ was going to set up an earthly kingdom, the majority would answer yes. What about this teaching? Can it be proved in the Bible, or is it just the doctrine of men? 1 Thessalonians 5:21, test all things, hold fast what is good. Matthew 15, verses 8 and 9, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. John 7:17, if anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine, whether it is of God or whether I speak on my own authority. This doctrine of premillennialism is not from God. It is from man. What does this doctrine include? This doctrine teaches the first time Jesus came to the earth, He came to establish His kingdom. But since the Jews rejected Him, instead He set up a temporary institution, that is, the church. And yet the New Testament refutes this claim. Ephesians 3, verses 10 and 11. To the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which He accomplished in Christ Jesus, our Lord. The church was in the mind of God before the world was created. This doctrine of premillennialism claims the kingdom and the church are not the same. Jesus promised to establish his church or his kingdom in Matthew chapter 16, verses 18 and 19, and he did that very thing in the first century. Matthew 16, 18 and 19. Jesus says, "And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." So Jesus says he was going to build his church and give to Peter the keys of the kingdom. The church and the kingdom refer to the same thing. In Acts chapter 2, on that first Pentecost after Jesus rose from the dead, Peter opened the door to the church or to the kingdom by the preaching of the gospel, which began in Acts chapter 2 and verse 14 and continued through Acts 2 and verse 41. In Acts 2 and verse 47, the Bible says, "Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." You see, the church began on that very Pentecost when Peter preached that sermon. Yes, he opened the door to the church. It was the kingdom. And we know the kingdom existed in the first century. Colossians 1, verse 13. "He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love." Note the word "delivered" and "conveyed" are verbs in the past tense. In order to be in the kingdom in the first century, the kingdom had to already be in existence. The kingdom and the church are the same. The kingdom and the church have been in existence since Acts chapter 2. John adds in Revelation 1 and verse 9, "I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ." John says, "I'm your brother in the kingdom of Jesus Christ." In order for them to be brethren in the kingdom had to already be in existence. Premillennialism teaches that Christ's coming is imminent. That means it could be at any time, and it will be at any time in the next hours, days, weeks, or months. Premillennialism teaches that there are many signs before Christ's coming. It implies God failed in his first attempt to establish the kingdom talked about in the Old Testament. It teaches that Christ will reign on a literal throne in a literal temple in literal Jerusalem. This doctrine is false. It is not supported by the teachings found in the Bible. And so as we study the second coming of Christ, we will examine the scriptures to see what it teaches in regard to Christ's second coming. Now there are some governments in this world who do not like to hear lessons on the second coming of Christ, because that says Christ is still alive in heaven and will come back and judge the world in righteousness, Acts 17 and verse 31. And certain governments do not like to hear that kind of language because it shows the temporariness of their power in government. But the second coming of Christ is a very important part of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Is Christ coming again? Definitely. Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. This was at the ascension of Jesus. Yes, Jesus left this earth and went back to heaven. But these men say that Jesus will come back in the same manner as he left. And every eye will see Jesus return. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 7. Hebrews 9, 27 and 28. And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. So Christ left, but he will return. Jesus will definitely return. Some said in the first century that they thought he should have come by now. But one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. So the Lord will come in his own good time.